This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Sorry about that. I'm running around. I'm heading to talk to the boss. Make sure we're still secure here with the show and everything.
Are we secure here with
the
show?
Not even close.
What does that mean, even?
That means that any day now they could just...
No, I mean, what do you mean I'm secure here with the show? What, are you thinking you're in a hurricane?
Well...
I feel like you want to play hurricane. Like a little kid. Like, let's play hurricane.
No. I don't want the... although I'd like to be a part of that in some way, but I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like you're missing out. Yeah. I feel like you have FOMO.
I do have FOMO.
Yeah.
I do. Although this one's a little bit too much for me.
It is a lot.
Yeah, this one's going to be a nasty little storm here. So I don't know if I want a part of this one.
I'm going to be honest with you. This is the weirdest story I've ever heard, and I've heard a lot of weird stories. In Lisa Marie Presley's memoir, it's called From Here to the Great Unknown, she opens up about how she struggled to say goodbye to her son, Benjamin. He died by suicide in 2020. She kept the 27-year-old's body on dry ice in a bedroom at their California home for 2 months after his death. Now, I saw yesterday that the room was 55 degrees, that it was on dry ice, but the room itself was 55 degrees, which would make the top part of the body decompose. And that it wasn't until a tattoo artist came to look at a tattoo he had that he wanted, they wanted to have the same tattoo put on them, that they peeled back a little bit of his clothing and they saw that the tattoo was decomposing, and that's when they decided to bury it.
Bizarre.
It is.
Wow. It is bizarre. I was telling Carson, there's a story out there too of who was it? James Brown.
James
right?
Brown. Yeah,
James Brown, like, when he died, that they propped him up in a corner looking out the window at his boat.
Yeah, this is, I mean, listen, I had a friend who lost a child, and I know, like, it's unimaginable. They, for example, I told you this, they could not put their child in the ground because they said literally they would dig it up, you know, and just want to hold him. Yeah. And so they had him cremated for that reason. So I get that it would just be so beyond traumatic that we can't understand that. But man, just... It's gruesome, really, I think is the right word. But then again, she admits that she was taking 80 pills a day at the height of her opioid addiction. 80 pills a day. Yeah. She said after the birth of her twin daughters, she started taking 80 pills a day. Remember, we saw her at the Oscars and she didn't seem right.
Well, think about that. 80 pills a day.
Yeah.
I mean, 10 pills every 2 hours?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I can't even imagine.
I know. That is.
I don't want to imagine.
She talks about, too, in the book, about, this is, what's her name again? Lisa Marie Presley. She talks about her relationship with Michael Jackson. When they got married in 1994, she was 25. He was 35. She said that he told her he was still a virgin at 35. She said he had kissed Tatum O'Neal, that he had kissed Brooke Shields, but nothing physical from a kiss. So she was terrified of, like, what to do because he was a virgin at 35. The whole story is wacky, right? Her daughter, by the way, has finished that book. Did anybody see the Oprah special? I looked for it and it wasn't on there.
No, I didn't. I didn't see it.
Yeah, it was weird. I didn't even see it on CBS.
I didn't really have a desire to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really.
It's sad.
I don't know.
The whole
these
thing's
things
sad.
That occur after somebody dies, I have a hard time getting into that.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Sean Diddy Combs has tried for the third time now to get out of jail. We don't know how this is going to turn out. They filed the paperwork yesterday, and they said they reached out to a potential, because the judge had said that he had reached out to a potential witness, and that's why he held it, or he or she, I don't know what the judge was, held him in jail because tampering. But now Diddy's attorneys claim several witnesses actually called Diddy, and not the other way around. And also they had the approval of one of the witnesses' attorneys to reach out. So who knows
who's... You think he's going to get out? I don't think he will.
I don't think there's a chance.
There's just too many people.
I know, right? Although they have proven that one girl is absolutely lying.
Yeah.
I guess 50 Cent just posted a girl was busted because there's a text to her boyfriend saying, I'm going to get 7 figures out of this.
Oh.
So.
Isn't that the girl that's on the video, though?
I don't know.
I think it's the same girl.
Cassie?
It's Cassie.
No, it's a different one. No, this is a different one.
I read it as her.
No, because she didn't look like Cassie. I can go find it later. But it was 50 Cent posted it or tweeted it.
Yeah, so the girls are her picture.
Yeah, so no, I think it was a different girl. I'm pretty sure. Anyway, all right, let's see here. What was I going to tell? Oh, yeah, Piers Morgan has had to apologize to Beyonce and what's his name? Oh, my God, help.
Jay-Z?
Yep, Jay-Z, thank you. Because he got this girl on, her name is Jaguar Wright, and Jaguar Wright said all this crazy stuff about Jay-Z and Beyonce, how it was a cult, how they, like, zipped up women in suitcases and left them on the street. I don't know. Yeah. What's
wacky.
The girl that accused?
Talia Graves is the girl that got caught lying.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, Talia.
Talia. Yeah. Anyway, going back to this Jay-Z stuff is going to be tied to this. And so now Piers has had to go on record and apologize. So here's Piers.
Oh, hang on 1 second.
Sure.
Hang on. I was concentrating on something else. There you go. All right, Piers.
Well, Jaguar Wright unexpectedly made several serious allegations about Jay-Z and Beyonce during that interview. As I said in the moment, they were not present to respond or defend themselves. But now they have. Their lawyers contacted us to say that those claims were totally false and have no basis in fact. And we've therefore complied with a legal request to cut them from the original interview. Editing interviews is not something we do lightly at a show called Uncensored. But, like the proverbial cries of fire in a crowded theatre, there are legal limits on us too. And we apologise to Jay-Z and Beyonce.
That's a crappy apology.
Well, you know he didn't want to do it.
No.
He didn't want to do it at all because he believes it.
It's hard to find the apology in that statement, isn't it?
Well, he says it at the end. He even asked the business partner, former business partner of Jay-Z, his name is Damon Dash, do you believe what Jaguar Wright is saying? And Damon Dash said, for the most part, everything that Jaguar is saying is correct. So, and that's a former business partner, you know, so... There's some weird stuff that happened.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure. The Tropicana is gone, friends. People lined up last night, and they watched it implode. And here's some amazing sights and sounds of that.
Some people were really, really sad.
Yeah.
That it's gone.
End of an era, right?
I don't think I ever was in the Tropicana.
I went there with a fake ID.
You did?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever been in there.
Yeah, I had a fake ID. It had like swim up bars. Pretty cool. Yeah, they had flamingos.
Yeah.
All over the, everywhere walking around. Yep. I guess it was kind of cool. They had these elevators out the outside that you could see. They were glass. Oh, my God.
Seems the flamingos would be a breach of, you know, the trademark stuff with the flamingo resort. Mm-hmm. Did they have a flamingo there?
Yeah, but you could still have flamingos.
I don't
you don't
you
own
can.
The bird's
yes,
trademark.
You, do. You own the bird. If you're called the flamingo, you can't have the Tropicana having flamingos in the lobby. That's a breach.
Lord. And then finally, Garth Brooks. Apparently, this hairstylist who is suing Garth Brooks, supposedly she has texts. That's what they entered into the plea, is that she has texts against him. However, these are all burner phones, and so there's no proof that they came from him. So, I mean, she could have bought a burner phone and sent them to herself. Who knows? But she's saying that, oh, look, he sent me these weird things, and this happened, and this happened. But there's, you know, there's no, his phone number isn't showing up. It's from burner phones. But then the attorney for that girl is now blasting Garth for revealing her name. Attorneys for the Jane Roe, who that was supposedly her name, you know, her fake name, say the singer revealed the woman's real identity just to get back at her as, you know, revenge.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to, I don't think.
It says Garth Brooks just revealed his true self out of spite and to punish. He publicly named a victim with no legal justification. Brooks outed her because he thinks the laws don't apply to him. On behalf of our client, we will be moving for maximum sanctions against him immediately.
I will say this, that waiting to see if these texts are real or not is changing the way I perceive the whole thing.
What do you mean?
Because if the texts are real, then I think he's in trouble. If they aren't real, then I think that it's back to what I thought, that possibly that this was a setup for him.
Well, that's really deep thoughts
so I don't
by
know.
You. So if they are from him, then you believe it. But if they aren't from him, then you don't. Whoa.
Right, right. If they can prove that he got these texts, then there's no doubt about it. He did it.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Well, probably everybody's.
Well, not necessarily.
Okay.
There are those that won't think that.
Anyway, yeah, so who knows? This thing is getting weird. The one thing I thought was weird is that, you know, she's been employed for 15 years, but then she all of a sudden wanted a salary and medical benefits. But I'm wondering why they didn't have her on, you know, salaried and on medical benefits before that.
It is a little weird. And then that whole thing about her falling on hard times right before this all
happened.
That
she did that, yeah. And asking for money. So that seems like one thing. And then the other thing is that they said that Trisha Yearwood sold a house right before all this went down, like her own house or something. We don't know why. Oh, crazy. Doesn't mean anything.
So what do you think now? Do you think that he did it?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I still don't.
I think she's trying to extort him.
I do too. Yeah. But, you know, I don't know. Who knows? We'll see what happens. Where did the flamingo poop go? What? I don't know.
Hey, I will tell you, the flamingo needs to go next. That hotel's.
Yeah, that one is bad.
I stayed there and it was like newly renovated. Yeah, it was just paint.
Yeah.
That's it.
I know. And then the circus.
That one has to go.
Yeah, that one's got to go too. Yeah. My God.
I can promise you that. I was there this year. It is awful.
Hey, they still got a great circus act though. Those trapeze artists are amazing.
Do they still have the Golden Nugget?
I think so.
Yeah, that's downtown. Yeah. Anyway, I'm John. There you go. Tabloid Trash. BJ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Jamie. Oh, there we go. There we go. There we go. All right, the fray. We have tickets to give away. How would you like to see them next Thursday? Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to, right?
Yeah, seriously, this is going to be an awesome show. Mission Ballroom, like BJ said, next Thursday. All you have to do is be caller number 19 to win a pair, 303-22 Alice.
All right, 19 to win the fray, man. Going to be a great show. Did you see where the Mega Millions is going to $5 a ticket now?
Hold on, I'm shopping. Hold on, I got to buy some stuff. It's the last day of the Amazon big deal day. It's the last day. And I just, okay, now what?
The Mega Millions has gone to $5 a ticket. I'm out.
It's ridiculous.
I'm out. Done. Wow. It's $2 a ticket right now.
Okay.
In April, they will start selling tickets for the Mega Millions at $5 a pop.
That's absurd.
A little much for me.
Yeah, that seems like a lot.
Yeah, because, I mean, look, the Powerball, fun and games. So is the Mega Millions. It's all fun and games. I feel better about local stuff, the state stuff, than I do the big national chance of winning here. Very slim. Colorado hasn't had a Powerball winner, Mega Millions winner in a long time.
Especially if you get five chances, you know, a dollar a piece or whatever, right? For regular Colorado tickets, aren't they a dollar a piece?
$2 a piece.
$2.
Oh, $2. Yeah. So I get 2.5 chances over one?
Yeah.
For that?
Yeah. It just doesn't. Yeah, I think they're pricing themselves out of the market.
I do, too. That's really kind of crazy.
And it's not
especially with the economy right now.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. With everything's costing the way it does now, to go out and get a lottery ticket that you got 1 in 12 million chances of winning and $5 a ticket?
Well, did you also see that I guess we're going to have a fry shortage? French fries?
What?
No.
Yeah, so there's a company that has cut all its workers. I forget where it is, Washington or something, because people aren't buying fries. They're too expensive.
Wow.
Do you mean at a restaurant or are you talking about in the grocery store?
All of them. All fries.
I did notice that some restaurants that used to, like, you get a burger at some restaurants or a sandwich and they automatically come with fries. And some of them, now you have to order fries separately. Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, and so people are like, what? Always came with a meal.
And then it's like too expensive. Like, I don't need fries. So
right.
I'm good.
The cheeseburger will fill me up. I don't need them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the fries better than burgers sometimes.
Well, yeah. It just depends what kind of day it is.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I went to McDonald's just a couple of days ago and got two orders of large fries, man. Love the fries.
Shmadil was onto something. Remember I told you I keep getting like kind of horrible like cheeseburgers at McDonald's? Yeah. Like they're not the best for me. Because I was doing the Happy Meal. I think he's right. I think they take the leftover stuff and give it to the kids.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Because kids don't care. Mm-hmm. You know, so if they're like the cold fries or whatever, they just put them in the Happy Meal.
Or the soggy ones.
Yeah. I think they put them in, because I always get a Happy Meal. And so now I got a big girl meal and it was perfect.
Can you tell this show, we don't trust anybody anymore.
What does that mean?
Even they're ripping off the kids at McDonald's.
I'm just
the
saying. It was,
I will
it was
tell you
scary.
What's a hit, though, at McDonald's right now is that Croc. The Crocs shoes are given away.
Yeah.
That thing is huge. Everybody wants to collect these things.
So what are they? Because I don't...
They're plastic Crocs, and they're about the size of,
phone. Like those mini finger skateboards. It's like the size of that.
Yeah. Okay,
and
yeah.
And then it's like a keychain, too. So
and they have a different design, a different designer type Croc every week.
Yeah.
And they have, I think, 10 weeks of it or something like that, maybe 8.
I should have been looking at my toy.
But we have been, we've been collecting the Crocs, and every Friday now we go to McDonald's after karate to pick up a Croc.
And they give you like a sheet of little stickers that are like the jewels that you
can put on.
Oh, so
you can decorate them?
You can decorate them.
And Brock says everybody's bringing them to school now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they've become a thing at the school.
And what do you do with them?
They're keychain.
So
a lot of kids are.
So a lot of 6 years old, it's like they got a mother
keys. They got the house keys, car keys.
Nope. They're putting them on their book bags.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you'll have a string and on your book bag. It's kind of like the Android and the iPhone thing. You're a really cool kid if you've got four Crocs on your
book
bag.
Got to show your flair.
Oh,
but
yeah.
If you don't have any, that means your parents never took you to McDonald's. Oh.
It shows, if you have four of them hanging there, it shows how healthy your parents
exactly.
are.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly, Jamie. Shows that you're running with a healthy diet. You're right. All right, it's a BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Here's Gwen.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, I hope our hurricane correspondent, Angel, is okay.
Yeah, I do too. That's really odd.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah, it is.
We haven't heard from her
today. I know.
She can't be still asleep. It's almost noon down there.
Maybe she's just like in a panic and trying to pack up the car and all that stuff, you know, to get out of there.
Losing track of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I hope she's okay.
I know, me too.
It's bizarre. All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Wednesday. Here it's going to be around 80 degrees. I did see where it's going to cool off next week, though.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's going to be fall, y'all.
Because this morning I put on Uggs because I felt like it was kind of going to be fall day, and then now you're telling me it's going to be 80.
Nah, we're going to Water World today.
With my Uggs on.
Beautiful out there. Off to the water park, man. All right, you guys have a great day today. Enjoy, and we will see you back here tomorrow. Take care, and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.